What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix Podcast. As you know, my name is Madison Murray, and I am your lovely lady behind the mic and the creator of the Majestic Mix Podcast. My loyal listeners, I already know what you're going to say. Madison, where have you been? You left us off with such a great episode. And I just want to thank y'all briefly before I tell y'all where I was at. For how many people ran that episode up featuring me and my best friend Jen. We've had 100 plus streams, and honestly, y'all, I just thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for the positive input, and just thank y'all for continuing to listen to me and let me actually speak into your life. That is truly, truly an honor. I look forward to talking to this mic every single day. I really do. But that kind of leads me to where I've been. So, good news, guys. I actually just wrapped my semester. So, I got 3 more semesters before I graduate the illustrious North Carolina A&T State University. And you know what? Honestly, this was a tough semester. And it wasn't academically or professionally because I was thriving in those areas. But, you know, some things that was going on in my life have just been so crazy. There's just been like a lot of up and a lot of down. And honestly, that's what I want to come on here and talk about. During this period when I wasn't recording, when I was just kind of experiencing life, so many things came to me. And the few things that did is what I want to talk about in this episode. So the title of this episode is going to be Embracing Change. Because let me tell you, I experienced a lot of things that brings upon change. And I know change is hard for a lot of people. A lot of people are not comfortable with change, but it's the moments where you're uncomfortable that actually molds you and makes you better. And that's what I want to come on here and talk about today. But before I get into it, I kind of want to give y'all the backstory of, you know, the inspiration behind this episode and what's been going on with me while I wasn't recording, because there's been many, many things. Like I said, it's been a roller coaster of things that's just been going on. So, you know, I was just waiting for the Lord to just tell me to just go ahead and speak on it. But normally the Lord doesn't tell me to speak on it in that moment. He waits till I completely go through what it is that I'm going through, and then he tells me to go ahead and just lay it out. So right now I'm sitting here and I'm ready to completely lay it out. So here's the backstory, and here are some of the things that I've been experiencing. So you guys, to be honest, to be very transparent, I have not been feeling the most positive lately. And typically when I come on here, I come with the most positive, most goofy spirit, but I think it's been around the time that I was getting ready to celebrate my 1 year of this podcast, in which we had so much fun celebrating. Thank you to everybody that listens to me every other week, bi-weekly. You know, I just had this, I don't want to say spirit, but like this thing has just been over me, weighing me down, like telling me that something is not right and something is about to happen. And you know what? Usually when I feel things like that, I tend to ignore them because, you know, I'm so focused on good and giving and, you know what I'm saying, just being who I am and trying to better myself. But once I could not shake it, like that thought and that spirit, technically, it just would not go away. So once I started to tune it in, things back to back in my life started happening. And when I really noticed it was, there was a period around the end of October. I was just, you know, sitting in my room, just trying to figure out, why am I in my room? I'm normally outside and I don't go out because I'm taking the pandemic very seriously, but I'm used to being around my friends. Like, I'm in college still, and we've had a semester to where, you know, it was a hybrid semester. What that means is that you can either be on campus or off campus with your learning or whatever it is you're doing, but, you know, social distance, wear your mask, sanitize your hands, stay clean. That type of thing. My college students who had a similar semester, you understand, I think you can already visualize what I'm saying, but you know, I was in my room and it felt like at least 3 weeks I was in my room. And you know what? It did bring me down. That negative that I was just referring to earlier in the episode, not even a few minutes ago, I was just referring to it. All I could feel was that negative, and it made me feel horrible. Like, I was trying to figure out what is going on. Like, what is literally going on? But then I realized in that moment, those moments of me being still and me just collecting my thoughts and me just feeling out whatever it is I was feeling, it was literally God telling me to be still. And so towards the end of that period where I was kind of isolated, I started to understand why he needed me to be still. And I'm going to tell y'all exactly why he needed me to be still, because I know it's not just me experiencing this right now. And the whole reason why I was supposed to be still was to protect me from something that I was not supposed to have access to. So when I found that out, like I said, it made me even more comfortable just being by myself, because this semester, right at the end of it and right now in this moment, now that the semester is over, I've come to the complete conclusion, and he's literally already confirmed this to me, that I've been stretching myself out too thin. And the reason I say that is because some of the things that I've experienced this semester, whether it be good or bad, these are some things I had never experienced before. And you know what I told you, the moments where you're most uncomfortable, or it feels like, you know what I'm saying, this is something you've never done before, it builds character. It starts to build you up for what's next to come. And he needed me to be in my room for me to realize that I'm about to be flat. Like, I'm literally about to be super flat. I'm not going to have any energy for anything. He definitely didn't want me to stretch myself out even thinner. To give y'all an even further glimpse of what I'm saying, what was going on with me, here's a good analogy. So, I started out this semester with a full cup, you know, excited for this semester. You know, I'm accepting the fact that, you know, we're in a pandemic and things are changing. You see what I'm saying? Like, another transformational period. So, I figured I was going to already learn some things within this semester or this transformational period. So I started out this semester a full glass, right? I'm here and I'm, you know, I'm pouring into some more glasses and I'm overflowing into way more glasses. And what I didn't realize was my glass was just going, just depleting each time. It was a hole in my cup. And all the way to the bottom of the cup is when I realized that I was stretching myself out too thin. And I wish it didn't take me to that point, but you know what? Things happen when they're supposed to happen. I believe in divine time. Like, this cannot be a better time for this to happen. I'm about to be 21 years old in less than 3 weeks. I just accepted a new offer. Things needed to change within my world. I cannot start any of this with an empty glass. A hole in my glass? No. I needed something to bring me back up. And you know what? This current transformational period is at the end of another transformational period. And so what that means is I'm constantly evolving. And I'm accepting the fact that change is here. You know what I'm saying? I accept. I can't beat myself up about, you know, things I've done. All I can say is that, you know, I learned my lesson. And I'm happy. Like, I feel so good. Because, you know, the good was good. And I really appreciate the good. But once my glass got empty, and I realized that I was pouring and pouring and pouring and my glass was just going down, that's what really woke me up. And you know what? I really do enjoy being the kettle, the person that is pouring into different glasses. But you know what? Who's going to be the kettle for the person that's the kettle? Because even the kettle needs something or someone that's going to pour into them, or it's just an empty kettle. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all like that analogy? Even if you are a person who just has a great heart and you love to see things work out for the good of not just you but others, you're still going to need that same in return, because it's going to literally deplete. Your glasses is gonna have a little hole in it, and it's just, you're gonna stretch yourself out too thin. And that's kind of what I've been experiencing this semester. And you know what? I accept change. Change, like I said earlier in the episode, is very hard for a lot of people to accept because people are afraid of the unknown. But my thing is, you don't know about the unknown, so you got to take that leap. And if you don't take that leap, you'll never access what's supposed to be yours. The things that you deserve in life, you will never ever access them if you don't take that leap. So right at the end of that transformational period, now that this semester is over, like I said, I just accepted a promotion within my offer, and I'm super excited to get started with that. 2021, I haven't even told nobody this, but y'all about to see, it's for y'all. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's for y'all. Good things are starting to come up more and more and more, and I can just feel my glass just being full again. Like, I'm in charge of my own glass. Everybody's in charge of their glass. Remember that. But it's up to you to pour into it, and it's up to, you know, the people you surround yourself with. They have a factor into whether your glass is full or whether it's empty. Experiences have a say in whether your glass is half full or empty. Anything you go through in life has a say in if your glass is full or empty. Just remember what I said, even the kettle needs to be pouring into. The kettle needs to be pouring into, or it's just a kettle with nothing. Now that I can feel myself just elevate, because I know for a fact I'm elevating. Every time something has happened in my life that's been super drastic, some good has came out of it. And right now what I'm feeling is that I'm ready to accept good. When you do good, my opinion, you deserve good. You do good, you deserve good. Good is coming, but you have to figure out what's blocking you from your good. So when you sit and you be still, when he tells you to be still, I promise you, you're going to figure it out. So many things are going to be revealed to you. your feelings and what you're supposed to be feeling, your raw feelings. What you're, without being judged, you can feel those things and you can experience those things to the point where you understand what exactly is blocking you from your good. To all my listeners, I'm very passionate in you all receiving good. You know how I always talk about not settling in things? You cannot settle in anything less than what you feel like you deserve, because like I said, that's only gonna make a hole in your cup and it's only gonna go down and down and down and down and down. And so when you deserve good, you know what I'm saying? Like, look for good, because it's for you. Good is for you. If that's what you're pouring, you should be receiving it. And change is going to be uncomfortable at one point, but once it's something that you know you're supposed to be in or something that you deserve, it's going to feel so good, and the wait is going to be worth it. The wait is going to be worth it, and the fact that you pulled yourself out of something you know you weren't supposed to be in, it's going to be completely worth it. And honestly, you're going to look back and just, you know, you're going to be super proud of yourself for elevating, you know, and you are in charge of whether you elevate or not. You cannot let anything have any control over your elevation and your character development, your, you know, the fact that you're evolving, you're becoming the best version of you. Certain things are just not going to have to be and not exist if you're looking to become that person. You can feel when things are not healthy, and when things are not healthy, what does it do? It makes us feel what? Bad, right? And so, like I said, that time I spent in my room, I honestly, it literally just let me analyze, and I was in my prayers and I was just writing things down. And that's why I didn't come on and record, guys, because I knew that this was something that I feel like y'all needed just as much as me, because I needed it. When I was going through it, I definitely needed it, because right now I'm sitting here in this chair with this mic plugged up and I feel like I'm pouring into more glasses. As my glass is going up, I'm pouring into y'all's glass, and that makes me so happy. While you're in your period of transformation, my advice is to embrace the change. Literally, embrace the change. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. You are going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Just keep a great circle. Maintain that good spirit. Pray if you need to. Just, you know what I'm saying? Remain good, because you will receive good, and change is going to feel good. That's all I have for today's episode. Ooh, I can just feel the transformation coming. We are at the end of this crazy, crazy year. And, you know, I kind of just wanted to make this episode before the year ends, one, and to, you know, encourage my listeners to just push forward, push forward. Whatever situation you're in right now, push forward and accept the fact that life is changing, because it is going to be okay. Do it with love. Do it with love for yourself. Think about yourself. You got to be selfish when it comes to that transformational period, okay? I know there's going to be people that don't, they might not understand it, and it might not, you know, be pleasing to them, but if it pleases you and if it's making you better, my advice is just to go for it and embrace it. We at the end of the episode, y'all. Thank y'all so much for everybody that's tuned into this week's episode of the Majestic Mix podcast. Really briefly, I wanted to let y'all know that I am expecting some really, really cool guests to come on the podcast. I'm not going to tell y'all who, of course, but I definitely want y'all to stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of people that y'all like, and I'm really excited to have them on. One, two. Oh, I enjoyed recording this episode today. This has literally been a joy. And I can just feel my cup, like I said, just going up the more I talk. I can just feel it, y'all. And you know what? I'm so happy. And I'm happy for whoever is listening to this and is ready to transform and embrace that change. But y'all know how I end all my episodes. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. I will see y'all next week in the next episode of the Majestic Meeks podcast.